Now we're into podcast 39. What are you reading, John?
I'm reading your board.
My very interesting board that hasn't changed because you distracted me.
Intro to Maggie.
Maggie?
Who's Maggie? The love interest?
I have to find it out. No, maybe. Depends on how it goes. I still have to figure out the story.
Oh, this was for your show thing.
Not show.
Hmm?
Show's over.
Now you finished all of it already?
I'll do a rewrite eventually. But for now, we're talking about podcast 39. Say hello.
Hello. You're making me feel like I'm a guest on my own podcast.
Your podcast? Yeah. You are a guest.
Shut the fuck
up. This is Jack's podcast.
Oh, no. This is John's podcast.
Today, we're talking about Tom Hanks movies. He has many of them. But we just picked two.
He had coronavirus.
We did Big twice.
Hmm?
The movie Big.
Mm-hmm. We did not do that twice.
We did that one twice.
No.
So we're going to be talking about it twice. No, we actually did
Big and Bigger.
Is that a movie?
No, I'm saying it's like the sequel.
Oh, I could see it.
Bigger.
But I feel like it'd star like Vin Diesel.
No, it would star Shaq.
Oh, God. I think he did one movie and then left. He did Steel and was like, I'm done.
He was a superhero. He was a really good one.
No. Shaq.
I saw your review of the movie.
What was my review of the movie?
You loved his eyebrows.
Oh, yeah, his eyebrows were on. Anywho, we have some Marvel, DC. Actually, we don't have much Marvel and DC news. It's mostly miscellaneous this week.
Shang.
Which is like five.
Is it Shang or is it Shang?
I say Shang. I don't care. Fuck y'all. I know Kevin Feige was like, shit. What does he say? Shang? Shang-Chi?
I don't know.
And Eric Voss. Can't say his name. The one who must not be named.
Why?
It's him, John. Because he takes everything we've got. Anywho, he says it's Sean. But it's Shane. Let's be honest here. So,
when do people get so stupid? Like, read how it's spelled, you idiot.
Technically, it is spelled both ways. Sean. Mm-hmm. It's not, though. There's no word in the English. Which I know. It is English. It's English. There's no word in the English dictionary that is on. See, this is why we can't do it.
Well, no, because apparently Shang is probably right, because Aang is actually supposed to be, I guess, pronounced Ong. So Shang is probably the right way to pronounce it.
But then we're bringing back Last Airbender vibes. We're just not going to do that. But let's get into the news.
M. Night.
Let's start with some of the Marvel stuff. There's two pieces of news. We'll start with the less important one. Actually, no, more important. Owen Wilson will not be saying wow in Loki. Confirmed by the showrunner. They're really trying to balance our expectations now.
He's got to say it in the end when him and Loki are riding on a jet ski.
Exactly. Wow, that's pretty nice. It literally is right there. It's mm-hmm. written in the stars. But they're not going to do it, I guess. Which is a darned shame, because isn't that the only reason we want him? Except for the fact that he also kind of carries the show on his shoulders.
Ka-chow.
He better say ka-chow for some reason. Or wow. If he doesn't say either, we're going to murder somebody. But more importantly, Marvel news, the Shang-Chi trailer. This one, better than the first, because it has less Awkwafina and more really good-looking martial arts and look at shots.
I do
dragon. But the best part.
I do martial arts.
But the best part.
I do martial arts.
But the best part is the fact that maybe Wong. I think it's Wong.
I think it's Wong too.
And Abomination with the little fins is here.
Honestly, I think I like this one more, but I also don't think his original design was bad.
No, I don't think it's horrible.
His Incredible Hulk.
But I
thought
like,
it looked cool. I thought it was a really cool spin-off.
But I do like that he has the wings back.
He looks so badass in Incredible
Hulk. I just wish. I think it'd been cooler if they made him more bony. You know, because I'm assuming they're gonna say like, because he's been the Abomination so long, maybe mm-hmm. he's transformed. That'd be kind of cool. But who knows?
Imagine our bitch-ass Hulk right now fighting that Abomination.
But what this is more interesting to me. Well, I mean, actually, it's pretty fucking cool. But what is as equally as cool of a question this brings up is, who else is going to be in this?
Mm-hmm.
Because if for some reason Wong is here, assuming this takes place in modern day, Wong's here for some reason. Assuming he's still Doctor Strange's right-hand man, and, like, Abomination's there, even though we know it was confirmed he was on that big sea prison. And we know he's going to be in She-Hulk, so maybe he's released after this, I don't know. But who else could show up?
Mm-hmm. Iron Man.
John, you've disappointed me constantly. I don't know. Could I pull like Howard the Duck? Maybe you got left at the battle of Endgame and they're like, damn, throw him in there.
Maybe U.S. Agent.
No, I think they're saving him for like a Dark Avengers or whatever. Thunderbolts.
They would need Abomination on the Thunderbolts.
Yeah, I feel like he will be. Maybe or Red Hulk. Mm-hmm. No, I don't
both
know who
of
else.
Them. Both of them.
Nah, you can't have two. I feel like they'd clash.
But it'd be so overpowered.
But if we have the Dark Avengers and Thunderbolts, they can take one each. I feel like Thunderbolt Ross could be the leader of the Dark Avengers just because, like, Thunderbolts seem to already have kind of a leader with, like, Sharon Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other girl who's going to be in Black Widow, I guess.
I think that the Young Avengers should defeat both of those teams.
Oh, God. Wait, did you pre-order your food for the Black Widow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't. I know. I was just like, what if they just sit there forever?
You don't have to get anything else. I'll share my large popcorn with you.
No, thank you. No, we'll be getting something else. Hopefully it won't be packed.
Well, I mean, if you're going to get a large popcorn, there's no point in it, because I already have one, and there's no way I'm going to finish a large popcorn.
Yeah, my mom wants it too, though.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
And so does yours. But yeah, looking good. There was that really interesting part where they're like, him and the dad are facing off, and there's like that weird red background, and it's all colorful. And also, there's a dragon.
I meant to do
it. And also, are they in the past, maybe?
I was going to do a TikTok thing about it, but I forgot to. I did one for the last time.
Yeah, well, too late.
It looks so good, though. It seems like it'll be, like, somewhat comic accurate.
Yeah, but I also got to say, for some reason, I don't know, maybe it's because the movie's coming out, obviously. It's the pure reason, but I'm actually getting pretty hyped for Black Widow, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really have cared less since they delayed it 5 times.
I think Shang-Chi is going to be... It has a very different spin. You know his, like, origin story, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if they're going to go with it.
Well, like, he thinks he's trained his entire life to think that his dad's good.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're kind of doing that in this. Like, he's like... In the trailer, he said something, like, along the lines that was kind of similar to that.
No, but he outright also said, like, it was kind of like, unfortunately, a piece of your dad's in you. So he obviously thinks that.
I'm saying he's already realized that until, like, he says that he grew up, like, thinking that it was good, and then until he got, like, his own freedom.
I don't know.
He said something along those lines in the trailer.
Either way, the person we know has for a long time at least. Because we know he's been gone for like 13, did he say in the first trailer? He's been gone for like 13 years. So we know for probably at least 13 years he's thought his dad's bad.
Yeah, no, I don't think we're getting an origin story. I just like that it's going to like kind of be the same thing as that his origin story is.
We'll see. I don't know. It seems like his mom was like kind of going for that like that... Fire Lord type thing in Last Airbender where like his mom was like, shh, your dad's bad, but like it was all good, because that's kind of what it's going with. And his mom is like dead, probably, seems. I'd assume so. Probably the Mandarin killed him. But very exciting. We also got another trailer this time for DC. We got a new Suicide Squad trailer. Looked good. Star-O looks really good. I'm really excited for that too. And that's coming up. There's so many movies coming up.
I think that's like, such a random villain.
Yeah, Star-O. It's so weird that they're using for the Suicide Squad.
Or James Gunn.
Yeah, of course he is. Yeah, it looks really fun. It was interesting that like it was pretty much focused on Idris Elba's character. I forgot his name.
That doesn't surprise me. It's Idris Elba.
I guess.
He's Black Superman.
Is that what people said?
He said that in Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Black Superman, baby.
Yeah. Oh, God, Hobbs and Shaw.
He's also.
At least that one doesn't have Ben.
He's in every big franchise.
That is true.
It obviously goes. It goes Marvel, then DC, then Fast and Furious franchise at the top.
Of course, yeah. That's the exact order. Definitely not the complete opposite. And he's also in The Office, but fuck him in The Office. Charles.
But he
Minor.
Does his job.
But he's a bitch.
Like I'm saying, the actor does his job, so I don't hold a grudge against him.
I do.
But yeah, he is a little fucking pussy in it.
This King Shark. He's like, well...
You know who that is, right?
Yeah.
There, Rocky. How does that make you feel?
I don't know. Well, I don't think they did it right, because he doesn't have this stupid lip thing. Half of King Shark's lip isn't falling down his face like a psychedelic art piece.
Do you think that King Shark is going to go fight for the heavyweight world title? Like, you think he's going to?
He's going to fight a big Russian dude.
Yeah, he's going to box.
He's going to fight a big Russian shark. He's going to beat up... Who's the Russian dude gonna kill?
Idris Elba.
Yeah, I guess so. It's gonna kill Idris Elba. But yeah, My only thing is, like, there's so many characters in this movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. I mean, I think it's just, I mean, obviously.
So many are going to do dead.
Yeah, it's going to have a lot of fun deaths, so that's fun. I'm not curious who they're going to obviously focus on. Idris Elba, Harley Quinn. I wonder if Harley Quinn's going to die. Because James Gunn has denied, like, when someone's like, here's who's going to survive, everyone says Harley Quinn, and every time James Gunn has said no. So I wonder.
I don't know, like, part of me is like, he is, like, gonna try to, like, you know, lead the expectations, because he's like, would you love to do a Harley Quinn movie with Margot Robbie? And he said yes.
Yeah.
So it's like, is he trying to get the expectations?
I do like the new design, because the Birds of Prey design sucked for her.
I haven't watched Birds of Prey.
But you know the design she had. Like, the costume is so...
I think so.
It's just like, there's nothing recognizable in terms of Harley Quinn. Because at least the really skimpy one in Suicide Squad had, like, Joker-esque elements to it, mm-hmm. even though it was 99% just because, but for sex appeal. But
they got rid of the damage tattoo.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm curious. Because
Margot Robbie didn't like it, and
James Gunn didn't, but I don't know what they didn't like about it.
I just don't think it's that big of a deal, honestly.
Oh, I don't think it is. I'm just curious where the decision kind of comes mm-hmm. from, roots from.
Yeah.
Like, who bring it up? Like, I don't like that.
I want to see the air cut.
There is no air cut.
There is.
And so it's probably as bad as that fucking
movie. At least the air cut.
Actually, I think it'd be worse than the movie. Because at least the movie's fun.
I think they tried to make it. I think what they did was they... I think his was... I don't know. I can't say it'd be better.
Because there's not really anything dramatically good in that movie I can think of. But it is at least somewhat enjoyable because of the cast. And I feel like if the whole movie was just kind of drab and like, oh, we're the Suicide Squad, I'm going to kill myself. I don't think it'd be have anything going for it.
I'm just curious. I would like to see his cut.
I would be curious. I don't think it'd be better though. Calendar Man is rumored to be in the Batman movie, along with like a bunch. I don't know if any of them are substantial. I've heard like a bunch of different reports, but that there's like major reshoots going on for like the finale.
Oh, I still want to. If there's reshoots, I don't see it being a problem because I trust the director.
He said that he'd leave if they did, but. Botched his movie, that's what he said.
Yeah.
I always think like, okay, Rogue One, they did pretty substantial reshoots on that one, and look how it turned out. And the original ending kind of sounds whatever compared mm-hmm. to the one we got, so.
And they know not to fuck with this because it's Robert Pattinson and it's an amazing director. They know if they fuck with this, they're gone.
That would have came out like yesterday.
I know. That actually made me so sad.
I know. Gotham Knights, the video game, will release at least 1 year worth of post-launch content. I don't know if it'll be free or not. I think so.
Do you think you'll play it? Do you think you're going to get the game?
Yeah. Maybe far down the line. I don't know. I like, it'd be fun to, because I've never experienced a game at release. Like, I always just find out the end on Instagram or whatever. But at the same time, I don't feel like finding out the end while playing the game is worth $60. I can't justify that is not an insane price for couple hours with a video game.
Batman game.
Yeah.
Like an actual Batman game.
And then the Suicide Squad game. I still think that's so weird because when we're getting a Suicide Squad movie, I'm like, I don't need both mm-hmm. really. Because Batman, I can have both because it's Batman. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck how much Batman they give me. I'll take it. But
and they're doing the Court of Owls and the Arkham Knights thing, right?
The Gotham Knights?
Yeah, Gotham Knights.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that makes me so sad. Because I would love a Court of Owls story with Batman.
Yeah, I don't know why. I honestly don't get it. Like, I don't know, man. And by the way, Arkham Knight is underrated as fuck. I don't get why people don't like mm-hmm. that game. I don't get how people, like, straight up dislike it. I don't understand
I'm just thinking of how much Ryan used to make fun of Red Hood. Do you remember how much he used to make fun of Red Hood, though?
Well, what do you mean?
I'm just thinking about how he used to do the voice. I was thinking about Red Hood from Knights.
Wait.
Jason.
Oh.
He used to make fun of, he used to do the voice all the
time.
Oh,
well, when he's, in his, like, suit thing.
Yeah.
Batman. Also, Smallville, I guess, is getting an animated sequel. You know.
Oh, yeah, I heard
Smallville, I don't care.
We'll have to watch Smallville at some point.
I don't really want to. It's so long and everything. Looks. Everything I've seen from that looks bad. And every time anyone talks about it, they're like 35 and washed up. So I think everyone who likes it because of nostalgia. Because it looks shit.
Like you with Men in Black too.
No, oh. Men in Black 2 is a legitimately great movie.
Got him.
It's a legitimately incredibly made movie.
What? How is it made so great yet? No, never mind. We won't commit this debate again.
All right. Number one.
No, we're not doing this again.
Let's see. Rachel Zegler. Or no, that. Wait, no. Oh, Madam X series. Another Justice League Dark member who is probably getting a series of her own. Just do Justice League Dark!
Or. Just do anything.
Because I couldn't give a fuck about this singular character that I've never heard of. I don't. Like, I get when people are like, why do you criticize when they do random projects when that's what you want? But it's like, yeah, but there's still some precision when you're making, like, this character who doesn't get any limelight. No one could have said Madam X was a person before they announced this. And no one can still say Madam X is.
We also still don't have a Spider-Man teaser. Like, no teaser at all.
Nothing. I don't think we're going to get it. I was a little bit in that hype when the trailer was coming out. But I don't think we're going to get it now until mid-July.
Do you remember that fake one that one guy who always is like half his stuff is real and half his stuff is fake? How he posted that fake one?
Wait, like half his stuff is jokes? And
Yeah. That trailer, like the fake one looked good
too. It looked good for a second. Yeah, no.
But they're definitely not going to do something like that. With Spider-Man, they don't go full on with anything.
I saw this dumbass thing that was like on an app and it was like, poster coming soon. And everyone's like, guys, the poster's coming soon. It's like, yeah, a poster's coming soon all the time. Like, it's coming soon no matter... It was such a dumbass thing. I didn't write that down, but there it is, I guess. Poster coming soon. I'm excited to see the poster, then. Miscellaneous news. Here we go. Christoph Waltz and Willem Dafoe team up for a Western movie. Hell yes!
Didn't we talk about this?
Between us two.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The news came out when we recorded the last podcast. Mm. So, like, right afterwards. But yeah. Hell yeah.
That makes you
Christoph
really
Waltz.
Don't you love awesome. Western, Jack?
Willem Dafoe, awesome. And I love Westerns. Except Sergio Leone's. Oh, shit. Someone's going to come to the house and kill me now.
Your dad.
My dad. Did you say Clint Eastwood? Dad, no. Guys, Jack's dead. Here's the podcast. Rachel Zegler, I think that's how you say it, is going to be Snow White in a live-action adaptation.
Who's Rachel Zegler again?
Don't know her. You don't
I've
know
heard
her.
The name.
You're thinking of probably Rachel Zellweger or something like that. I didn't even know they were doing a Snow White adaptation.
Me do anything?
I didn't even know they were doing a Snow White live action adaptation. I mean, I guess it was inevitable.
But Rachel Zegler?
Zegler. Z-E-G-L-E-R. I don't think she's been in anything we know. I'm telling you, you're thinking like another chick. She's literally been in nothing. She's been in West Side Story and Shazam Fury of the Gods. Or, well, that's
is
coming
this
up.
One?
Yeah. Yeah. Done. Well, I mean, I guess the chick who played Cinderella in 2015 was unknown at the time.
Yeah.
But then she ended up being a Baby Driver. And... What? Oh, you don't like it?
No.
I don't really mind. I mean, I mind about the Ariel casting, but...
We'll talk about
that. They botched that completely, and that's not even, like, race-related. Why? She looks just musty. Ariel was so hot when she got her legs.
I just wish they would... Why does everything have to be so... Probably. Why does everything just have to be so different? Like, I would love to see, like, a live-action Ariel, because I had a big crush on her when I was younger.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's not even anything race. Like, I just would want to see one that actually looked like
the
animated
version.
I want
to see one that I can have a crush on.
I want to see one that like looks like the animated version
I
grew up with.
You're thinking what I'm thinking.
If they did a Cars live action movie for some reason and made Lightning McQueen black, I probably should have said blue. If they made Lightning McQueen blue,
yo,
I would not be happy.
John, what the fuck are you talking about now? You just like you have like kind of a good point, and now you just screwed it up. You wrecked both of our cases.
Yeah, I'm just trying to say it's not a race thing at all.
But that Cars comparison.
It was great. So, I can't do it with people again.
Yeah, but what?
It's a great comparison.
Yeah. All right, next piece of news. We'll move on. Oh, God. Transformers Rise of the Beast is going to be directed by Steven Coppell Jr. and going to have a June 24th, 2022 release date. And I guess it's the technically 6th or 7th or 8th, whatever we're on, Transformers movie. So it's a sequel to those.
Oh, good.
But it does not have Michael Bay attached. In any way, not producing, not directing. Thank God.
So the song that's been in every single one of those movies won't be in it?
What if they just pull it in there anyway?
They have to.
They have to, I guess. I don't know. I'm happy. I'm going to watch it anyway.
Optimus gives his speech at the... Oh, my God. I have to show you this something later.
But I did see this one that was, like, people... Because I'm pretty sure... I saw this thing as, like, a flashback, I guess, in one of the movies where they have their, like, animated suits and they're on the planet. People want that, you know, that to be a movie.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, why isn't that? I may watch that, but I'm not watching these stupid-ass Michael Bay movies.
You have to.
I don't even care if, like, I need to watch them for this. I don't even think I'm going to watch this because I could care less, but...
Next week we're doing Transformers.
No, we're not. Vin Diesel. That means I have to show... I have to pull something up.
What?
I just wrote down Vin Diesel because it was like, okay, I know what I'm talking about. Because it's funny. So, as we know, Vin and The Rock had a little bit of beef.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about this.
And Vin Diesel claims his feud with The Rock was tough love to improve The Rock's acting performance in the Fast and the Furious films. Then he said, quote, "I would do anything I'd have to do in order to get performances in anything I'm producing."
Does that mean with himself, though, too?
Tough love, baby. Tough love. That is such a Vin Diesel thing to say. That is such a...
His acting in the movies isn't...
It's... The Rock is a 20 times better actor
and,
than Vin Diesel.
And he also thinks he's hot enough to have John Cena be his brother.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I look like John Cena. All right, buddy. Have you seen that one shot in Suicide Squad where he's like putting on clothes? My man is jacked out of his mind and Vin Diesel thinks he compares. Let's just... This man thinks he is able to compete with John Cena. What is going... Look at his belly button.
I know, but what about...
Oh God, I know the picture you're pulling up. Smoking out on the deck. Guys, we make fun of Vin Diesel because we're just trying to get a better... We're just trying to get him to be a better person. It's tough love, baby.
This was obviously very old. And he's still not even that ripped.
I know, he barely has abs. Which is like...
He's a blocky waist.
Yeah, exactly. What is that? Fat ass. Harrison Ford, of course, injures himself on the set of Indiana Jones 5.
The hell is this? Does he injure himself on everything?
Yeah. All right, that's the Drew Gooden video. That's the thumbnail. Yeah, you guys should watch this video by Drew Gooden on Vin Diesel. It's so fun.
How are half the pictures like really fat and then half the media is like barely abs in them?
He's in the cycle, man. I feel him. Damn. He kind of looks like Groot.
Like, what? No, like, what happened to him this past year? Like, he just changed. His face just changed a lot.
I don't know. Man, that's funny. Yeah, but Harrison Ford injured himself when he came back for Star Wars. Some guy said he saw him riding his bike, though. So that's pretty cool. He's like 80. So.
Yeah, how?
I don't know how it keeps going, honestly. We also got a trailer for Candyman, another one, which looked good.
Oh shit! I want to watch it. I was so.
It's not really anything new. It's mostly stuff that was in trailer.
I want to see Candyman.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I need this as a poster.
Okay, what? I think he sells that, Johnny. You may wanna.
Very revealing.
Scarlett Johansson will produce and star in a Tower of Terror movie.
Oh yeah, I heard about this.
What? It's literally based off of an existing TV show.
Have you been on the ride?
Yeah. But literally the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror is based off the Twilight Zone movie. Yeah. So is this a remake of the Twilight Zone? But that's not a story in the Twilight Zone, I don't believe.
I saw him at the Endgame thing, like right now, and I was like, why is he there? And then I just remembered he's Groot.
Yeah, I did it like 7 different languages, man.
That's yeah. I always forget that.
Jimmy Fallon in 2014.
Yeah. I saw that clip the other day.
Damn.
He's tits.
KSI?
Yeah.
Oh, Jen doesn't like my friend KSI.
No, I don't really care about KSI. What is
this? John, we're trying to do this podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm just too distracted.
He's been scrolling. He's like 20 pages down on this Vin Diesel shirtless app.
No, it's just Google. And
no, it's
just...
not. It's an app. It's his app. The Jeremy Renner app, but Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
I'd get that. That's so funny. Jeremy Renner made an app, and it's literally just his Instagram feed. But you could pay for it. Man, I don't know. These people are whack.
Save that for later.
Oh, God. The Acolyte showrunner hasn't seen any Star Wars
movies. Of them.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the writers.
Writers, yeah. Yeah,
just one of the writers. So.
Anyway, yeah.
Fresh perspective.
Yeah. But
not, when they first met, he hadn't seen any of them. So maybe he's seen.
But I'm kind of scared because it's like I'm fine on anything else, but like Acolyte's very depth, very in depth. We're hoping it is
as well.
Yeah. If it is in very deep into Sith lore, then it would be.
It would make sense for it to be him, right?
What?
Revan.
Yeah.
Because they just came out with a lightsaber for him, too.
Yeah, I can't tell if it's going to be. I guess it's like a, you know, it's not like different episodes or different stories. I think it's like one story.
Mm-hmm. We were the first one who called Revan as well, so we'll take that. We'll take
that. Because I think, is it the Acolyte? Is that the name? Or is it
I don't know if Acolyte? I've ever heard. I don't know if I've heard other people say it might be Revan.
I don't know.
If it is, check. We're going after Eric Voss.
It's more wishful thinking. We got to throw more theories. Just,
when I first saw it,
you got to like, be you got to be less of a pussy. You got to throw more theories out there because then we get more right.
Yeah, and then it's like, but like when I first saw it, it's like that's the only person I can think that makes sense because he also had the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Who else like that we haven't really seen much of has a lightsaber? Because he's barely in anything animated. Like
he's not.
He had like that one deleted scene. That's it.
Yeah. He's
so.
I mean, I guess he's technically canon, but like,
yes.
Yeah, so wait, is he even?
I don't know. So he why would they canon. Have a lightsaber for him?
Yeah, he may be headcanon at this point. I don't think he's been in any project officially.
It makes sense
because he was in Knights of the Old Republic, but that's not canon.
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes sense.
AMC greenlights an interview with a vampire series. It's gonna be 8 episodes, and I don't really care that much, but it actually. Is gonna have the producer of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, so that should.
I thought it was saying that they're interviewing a vampire. I was like, how make it a vampire?
Yeah, AMC needs this because y'all almost dead, and
they only pay $9 an hour.
What
to people who work there?
Right, actually.
Uh huh.
Like what? Like doing what?
Like just a normal crew member.
Oh yeah.
You only get paid $9 an hour. That's BS.
That's bullshit. Especially in Atlanta, man. They deserve like $100 down there. Oh shit. Jerry Seinfeld to direct and star in a Pop-Tart movie.
We have to make the Cinnamon Toast Crunch movie.
Oh my god, yes, we have to. What's the plot, though? We'll just copy his when it comes out.
Yeah.
We also got a Halloween Kills trailer, which looks really, really good.
I haven't seen it.
It looks really
good. Dude, I haven't...
How
did I not see
that? It has a reference to Halloween 3. It has those masks. It explains how he survives because the fire hydrant or the fire truck get there. They blow out the fire, and he survives. So they didn't let the house burn down. So he's not like supernatural or anything. He just
but he was in fire.
He's kind of supernatural.
He was wait. Like you know, I get it. They get there. And he's on fire for long enough. They have to get to the down. They have to start putting it down.
Actually, I take that back. Downstairs
and let him.
He's down there. But they don't pull him out. He pulls them down, so he's down there for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Messing with all the guys.
By the time that they drive away, and they get back.
And there's also a poster, and he has the burnt mask. It's like half burnt. It looks fucking sick.
Because like, by the time they get there, they decide if it's safe enough to even go in the house.
Yeah. And then,
I don't know if I could survive burning alive.
And also, like, the whole town is now knows about him, and they're getting together to band to try to kill him or whatever.
Definitely.
No, like the town's trying to kill him.
Oh, I don't know if I like that.
I don't know. It kind of sounds sappy when you just say it, but yeah, you gotta see the trailer. It looks good to me, and okay. I think it'd be really sick if these next two movies take place over just like one night. That'd be awesome, and then it would explain the reason why a whole town can't kill this guy.
Yeah, I also did though, kind of like though, and with the last one that no one believes her, and he's kind of like some mythical figure.
Yeah, well, she mentions that too. She's like, he's almost. I don't know how she phrases it, I forgot, but she pretty much says, like, he's, at this point, ascended humanity and, like, being real. So, that's kind of thing. And I guess, I don't know what really convinces them. I forget what else happens in the first one that would have. Do you remember when the fat cop...
I were going to talk about the fat kid dying.
Oh, no, I was thinking about when the fat cop comes out, we're like, oh, wait, are they really going to switch their bodies?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, my God. Ugh. I was like, because he put on the mask.
Yeah, he's going to be it for the next one.
I was like, no! But he just gets shanked.
I thought you were talking about the fat kid who kisses the girl who has a boyfriend, gets rejected, and then dies. They really did it. So dirty.
One hell of a night, man. Dude, last night was a movie. let's see what else we got here. The writer of Rogue Squadron, they got a writer, and it's the writer of the Dora movie.
I haven't seen the Dora movie, but it has the guy from Ant-Man. I love him.
Oh, Luis? Mm-hmm. The movie shit. It's not good. It's not a good thing.
That I should watch Dora.
It's a very scary idea that that's the writer. Dora, sorry, it's Dora and the Lost Kingdom. Oh, wait, isn't that Aquaman?
The second one? Yeah, I think so. Maybe they got him on there as well.
And then this is the last thing. Dune, Late Night in Soho, and The French Dispatch, so three mega hit directors right now, are all supposed, all three of those movies are supposed to release on the same day, October 22nd, 2021. Yeah. What the hell? Dog, I'm trying to see them opening night. I don't want to watch three movies.
Actually, I kind of want to watch three. Going from theater to theater and...
Too much popcorn for one night.
I know, that's too much popcorn, but just that'd be so much fun just watching three movies all in a row.
Yeah, here's $100. Actually, that'd probably be like $120.
Yeah, no, but I'm also... That wasn't what I was thinking. Like, oh, I'm trying to see them all opening. What I was trying to think... What I was trying to think of was...
Oh.
Money. How the fuck am I going to...
Yeah.
Not seeing it all opening night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. $120
probably. Fuck that.
Because if you had like two popcorns and the three tickets... Well,
no, it only ended up being like 80-ish.
Yeah, I guess. Still bullshit though.
Yeah, it'd be like 65-ish around there, like 60-70-ish.
Well, I'm thinking like, so if one movie you get the ticket, the popcorn, the drink, that's like $35.
Mm-hmm.
Two is $75, and you're not getting the popcorn twice, so you're coming out to like. You're coming up to like 90 there, and let's say you want like another thing of popcorn, and you'll see a large. I'd say like $90.
Depends if you see it in Dolby or IMAX, because Dolby's, well, these, 15.
Here's the thing,
IMAX is 12.
I want to see all these in Dolby.
I definitely want to see Dune for sure in Dolby, and Late Night Soho.
Yeah, French Dispatch is black and white, so it's not a huge deal.
Yeah,
but Last Night in Soho and Dune for sure, because Last Night in Soho has color. Lots of color. And Dune is Dune. Hope Dune isn't boring. Dune may be kind of boring. I think it's the director who did Blade Runner. Blade Runner is boring as shit.
But didn't it look good?
It looked good, though. And a good score. That was... What the hell? Wait. Why is he swimming?
Vin Diesel's always swimming.
All right. I didn't watch much this week. I almost finished.
Oh, I watched
Jessica Jones. I caught up with Bad Batch.
I have not caught up with Bad Batch.
It was actually really good. The season, mid-season, I think, finale. It seems like it anyway. That's what it felt like.
I watched some Peaky Blinders. I watched Whiplash. And there was some other stuff I watched, but I forgot. I always forget. It's so freaking annoying. I need to start writing down what I actually watched.
I don't know what I... What? When did we do this last one? We did it like Monday, so... I didn't do much. Monday, the 21st, so on the 22nd. Oh, I only watched fucking Red 2 and the Green Lantern. All shit movies, by the way.
I forgot what else I watched. There's some other stuff. But...
Oh, I haven't logged Red 2. I'm gonna kill myself. How am I gonna...
Oh, no.
How am I gonna live without the fact that I didn't log this? Red 2. I barely even remember this movie.
There's so many shows I have to watch.
What happened in this movie? I don't know. I forgot. That's my review.
I saw this edit of Rick Grimes, and I saved it on TikTok, and it just reminded me how cool he used to be.
That scares me that you saved an edit of someone.
Of Rick?
Yeah.
From The Walking Dead?
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. I'm well aware.
It was him talking about killing people.
Are you becoming one of those, like, fangirls, John?
No, I saved it when I first saw the scene pop up, because I just... Like, damn, that scene was so cool. I remember that scene. What?
Yeah, John?
It was the scene when he's...
No, I know. You're scaring me still.
He's being interviewed.
You're still scaring me.
I'll save scenes from movies that I like.
Why?
I don't know. Because I'm just like, oh, I remember that. That was so
John,
cool.
You're weird.
I know.
You're a weird guy. That's why I quit the podcast. Anywho. Now, let's talk about Forrest Gump.
Jenny.
Very diverse interests.
What do you mean?
Like, we do everything.
I know.
It's interesting.
Very. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Wereboard Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the classic Forrest Gump. Classic to many, but not to all. And good night.
It's classic to me.
Classic to me, as well. This is a 1994 film directed by Robert Zemeckis. It stars Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and Gary Sinise. I think that's how you say it. It has a surprising 77 On Rotten Tomatoes. One of the lowest we have ever reviewed.
What a pair of balls.
Which is, yeah, what the hell? That's like, Jason X had that.
I just don't get how you can watch this. Jason X had way worse than that. I don't get how you can watch this and just not have fun with the movie.
I know. How can you say no? Like, I don't get it.
It's an all-around amazing story about everything.
Yeah. It's like such a funny, it's like one of the most unique life story ones.
It does literally like everything in a good way.
And does it in such a precise and perfect way too. The comedy is hilarious, but like every time it tries to hit you emotionally, it hits you emotionally. And that end, man, it's incredible. I don't even understand how this could be a criticism, but if you think it's like too over the top, but like, that's the point.
Yeah.
And it knows it.
That's the whole personality. That's literally his whole personality.
It's like this dude who has nothing going for him, has met the president, has started a successful company, been in a war, ping pong tournament master. Yeah. Like, he's done everything. It's hilarious. I don't get it.
Amazing runner.
It was nominated for 13 Oscars. It was nominated for supporting actor, art direction, cinematography, makeup, score, sound effects, editing, and then it won best picture, best director, best actor, best adapted screenplay, best film editing, and best VFX. Because there's actually a surprising amount of VFX shots here. And it made $683.1 million on $55 million. Again, that budget was surprisingly high. I guess. Not really. But yeah, I don't understand how this is so lowly reviewed.
This is probably like around this time period is probably Tom Hanks' best time period, and then Toy Story
is next year. And then you got what else did he do?
Saving Private Ryan in 98.
And then you had, I mean, Apollo 13 was around this time.
He was hitting home runs right around here.
He probably was. I mean, he's still one of the biggest actors, but he probably was the biggest actor at the time. And I mean, this is also such a great performance. His range is incredible, even though he's probably a pedophile.
I haven't seen a lot of Tom Hanks movies. I feel like I have, but like from what I remember, I haven't seen a bad Tom Hanks performance.
No, and there aren't even that many bad Tom Hanks movies, which is a lot to say because movies can go wrong at any point, far after the actor signed on. So it's not really a show of his skill. But, like, you know, Robert De Niro is in, like, Bad Grandpa. But Tom Hanks doesn't have a bad grandpa.
It's so funny to think that Robert De Niro went into comedy for a little bit.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense. Yeah. Because it's a good, like, undercut. It's like, oh, it's the mob dude. But, yeah, I mean, and same thing in here. Like, that end, he's able to get you in that emotional punching bag, per se. But the whole movie, he's also able to do the comedy really well. And there's so many iconic moments here.
And you're just cheering for him the entire time.
I literally didn't know Bubba Gump was not its own thing until...
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was its own thing, and I thought that it was, like, made it into Forrest Gump. I didn't know Forrest Gump made it for a long time. That could be my naivety, but I think it's a show. And then you got the running scene... Jenny, the way he talks, the entire box of chocolate things. This goes on. The feather, the poster.
Yeah.
And you have all these appearances, and it's just, like, constantly undercutting. It's like, now you're in a war movie. Now it's a ping pong movie. Now they're on a boat. All this stuff. Let's talk about some trivia, though. So, Hanks actually wasn't paid.
Oh, did he get a percentage of the movie?
Yes, and he ended up making $40 million.
Yeah.
He made far more than he probably would have made.
I think it's always so cool when actors end up, like, they're like, we can't pay you that. We'll give you a percentage of the
and
movie.
And he's like, they're like, well,
yeah. Yeah, and then they make so much more than they would have made.
He was very, like, committed to this. As you know, you hear about these every once in a while, like, an actor will start promoting their movie and they'll be so serious about it. And this was kind of one of his, like, he read it for like an hour and he was like, yep, I'll do it. And all that. And he was really committed and all that. And yeah, I mean, it's a big jump. And I was really surprised at how much money he made. I mean, I guess it's just, we're so used to this like these certain type of blockbusters being the things that make money. This stuff like this doesn't nowadays. But mm-hmm. I guess Tom Hanks was a vehicle. So just like Will Smith, any Will Smith movie would probably make $500 million.
Yeah, it surprised me how much Saving Private Ryan you had made.
Yeah, I think it really just comes down to like the 90s was like mm-hmm. the time of actors.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of like franchises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, like I saw someone talk about this on TikTok the other day, like how it's like, it used to be like the age of actors, and now it's like,
yeah,
it's like, you know a lot of actors, but that's because of the franchises.
Yeah, yeah. They kind of propel, it used to be the other way around though. So at one point when Forrest says that the key to ping pong is to keep your eyes on the ball, from there on, Tom Hanks never blinks. Forrest never blinks while playing ping pong. So I guess it's true. It's like that, like those small things. I feel like that's something that the actor does because that takes a lot of commitment. But on top, but just, you know, one VFX, that's one of the examples. A ping pong ball was fake.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
It was CGI. I mean, it makes sense. It'd be probably pretty difficult. But like the running scenes, it actually was Tom Hanks' brother who did that, who ran. It was a body double. And
does Tom Hanks have a weird run or something?
Probably just doesn't run. But like his brother also, like, you know, the big Toy Story, big Woody and or Next to Galaxy's Edge in Hollywood, whatever it's called, I'm forgetting. That's his brother who does the voice.
Really?
His brother does most of the voice stuff for Andy that's not in the movies. Toys.
Talk about giving your brother a bag.
Yeah. Yeah. He really he looked his brother up in that sense. Kurt Russell voices Elvis Presley. That's pretty interesting. I guess he was an action star because he kind of was like, I found this out. He was kind of more like Zac Efron when he was a kid.
Oh, in terms Zachy.
In terms of like what people knew him as. He was like the heartthrob beach teen. And now it's Kurt Russell. Pretty cool. So all the boat stuff was 100% real. Even the hurricanes, they'd get huge fans and they'd like get that water going. Of course, it wasn't in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
It was off the shore, but yeah, which was kind of surprising considering. I mean, I guess
imagine one of them drown.
Like you couldn't do CGI water at the time at all. Mm-hmm. Case in point, that one James Bond movie where he serves on a tidal wave or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they really figured out how to do CGI water until like, I forgot what movie it was. It was a big one though. Obviously, it was before Pirates. We gotta do that one day.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah. Just the
first three. We do.
Just the first three, though.
Okay.
So a deleted scene, this was kind of funny. So a deleted scene had him meeting Martin Luther King Jr. And
I think I heard about that.
A dog would have been attacking him and his supporters, and he would have started playing fetch with the dogs, which would have led them away.
it's just so much randomness.
Yeah, that would have fit perfectly with like when they were going through like the JFK mm-hmm. part. That's just so funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
That, how can you like this movie? It's so charming.
It is.
What else? So Bubba Gump mentioned that came from this, obviously. Now it's 33 real locations. I wish I liked seafood.
Do you think he has like a share? Do you think Tom Hanks has a share in it?
No.
Well, I'm curious now.
I doubt it. I mean, that'd be not like he has anything to do with the food brand. He's just.
But Wahlburger.
Mark Wahlberg. Marky Mark. Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg. Does he? No answer?
Wait, I'm trying to see.
Read it faster, John.
Oh, a bank that once... The only thing that I can see right now is... I'm going to go on this other thing. A bank that rejected Tom Hanks' unemployment check is now a Bubba Gump shrimp company thing. Here it is.
Oh, Quora. It's like the Reddit for stupid-ass questions. Or Reddit's the Reddit for stupid-ass... Reddit's the Quora for stupid-ass questions.
No, he doesn't.
That's what I thought. Yeah, he doesn't really deserve it, does he? And then the last one is this. He said this on like a talk show, so a lot of people probably know this. But he actually, the book this is based off says he has a southern accent, heavy southern accent. It repeats that, but the actual southern accent that he does was based off the kid who plays him in the singular or not singular, but the couple scenes when he's a kid.
Oh.
So the kid had a specific dialect. And so it was based around him. Mm-hmm. And Tom Hanks just shifted his voice. But yeah, I wonder, I don't even know, what does Tom Hanks actually sound like? Like, I can't think of what he sounds, because I think of Woody. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Because I think of Woody and I think of this.
He sounds like Woody.
Buzz, you're not a toy. Oh, yeah, Toy Story 2. Not Toy Story. Yeah, that's all I have for that. Do you have any other things you want to say?
No, I thought it's just, this movie, I've watched this so many times, because this was like my mom's, one of her like favorite movies, so I've seen this movie probably like million times.
Yeah.
And every time it's still good.
And I got to point out, Jenny is such a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't believe I haven't mentioned this. The Colonel is like an awesome character. Mm-hmm. He has a great character arc. And I think that like the journey that Forrest goes on throughout the movie, beautiful.
It's the best journey in any movie ever.
This may, I think I have this ranked as my fifth favorite movie.
Really?
I love this movie.
I did too.
I've been trying to hold back my love for this movie throughout this review to give you a big shock factor at the end of this video. And there it is. This is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Shock factor.
Okay. Shocking.
Twist.
Twist. So, ratings and reviews?
Sure. A plus.
A plus, 100.
100?
Oh. Yeah.
I'd give it a 99.
It's, if it's in my top, I don't know. I don't know where it cuts off. 10 maybe is worth 100. Maybe even a little more. But yeah, incredible, man. Love this movie.
I got a
tear out of me at the end. Maybe a couple. I don't know. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure I was pretty sad after it. Or happy. It was like happy tears. It was beautiful. I love the ending. Saving Private Ryan.
Welcome back to Word Board Podcast. And today,
who is Private Ryan?
We're doing.
Who is it? Matt Damon.
We're doing Saving Private Ryan.
You know, Matt Damon is a surprise character in a lot of movies. There's a whole letterbox list around it.
Jason Bourne.
Interstellar. He's a surprise person in that. He's the surprise person in Thor Ragnarok.
That is true. We love Matt Damon.
He's a surprise.
Saving Private Ryan is a 1998 war/action movie with a budget...
Spoilers for Saving Private Ryan, by the way.
Yeah, really. With a budget of $70 million, it made $482.3 million, and IMDb had it accidentally written down as... 400,000, and I was like, this can't be right. So I had to go look up the budget, like, just in case to make sure. And then it was directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Tom Hanks, Matt Damon, the man, the myth, the legend, the embodiment of speed and family, Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, everybody. Tom, we gotta get Tom Cruise out of here for a second. Not your time, buddy.
When I realized that Vin Diesel was in this movie, I was like, I have to do a full-on, like, intro for him.
Of course. Wow. Really had to accentuate the shadows there.
It has a 8.6 out of 10 on IMDb and a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's IMDb's number 26 rated movie. It won 5 Oscars. I don't know how many it was nominated for. It was a lot, though. I remember looking at it. I can actually look at it right now because I have it on IMDb.
A little overrated, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, I would say so.
Wouldn't say it's the 27th best movie of all time.
It was 26th.
Little overrated in my... Overrated as fuck is my opinion. Ooh, he's a rapist now, I think.
Who?
EMDP, EDP.
Oh, I don't know.
I forgot. Yeah, Tom Hanks also did The Green Mile.
Which movie is that?
That's Frank Darabont's follow-up to Shawshank.
Oh,
it's not a sequel, but it's the one he did after, and it's really good as well. Though I have some bias.
Where the hell is awards? It had total. I can't. It showed me earlier, but awards overall had 79 nominations for awards overall.
Oh, that's not too.
Yeah,
I never look at.
I know there was a lot of Oscar ones though, but it won Oscars for Best Director, Best Cinematography, Best Sound, Best Film Editing, Best Effects, Sound Effect Editing, and Saving Private Ryan actually changed the Oscars.
Yeah.
And how movies win. Do you know why?
Because
it was also nominated for Best Picture. And it didn't end up winning that because of guess who?
Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein. The terrible man.
I heard the man, the myth, legend coming out there and I was like,
I'm not going to say that. So it lost Best Picture to Shakespeare in Love Changed.
Oh.
It lost because Harvey Weinstein put a lot of money into promotion for the Oscars for this because he was a producer on it. And he also was publicly talking about how Private Ryan is not historically accurate. So he ended up causing a lot of buzz, and Private Ryan did not end up winning Best Picture.
Hmm.
And it's considered, this is like changed how the Oscars decide who win, and like this is considered like the biggest snub in Oscar history ever.
It's one of them.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, because I mean, marketing a film for an award now is half the battle.
Mm-hmm.
You need the money and the power to be able to market movies. Because, like, I know Boss Babe was nominated for Best Animated because a Studio Ghibli film just didn't have the money to be able to promote it in America. And so, you know, it was a huge outrage. And it's like, how the fuck is that possible?
Well, that's like why a lot of actual anime movies don't win Best Animated Picture, because they don't have the budget.
Not only not win, they're never nominated.
Yeah, because they don't have the budget to
never see it. Yeah, you never see Japanese or Asian cinema in general.
Yeah. So Matt Damon was cast because he was an unknown, and a year before this movie came out, he just did
the Good Will Hunting. Right?
He did Good Will Hunting and became an overnight star.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he was cast because he was an unknown.
And then became a known.
Yeah, so
that worked. It's just so funny to me that like Matt Damon shows up as he's like the twist person that they call. Mm-hmm. They say the name the whole movie, they do it in Interstellar. It's so funny to me.
Yeah. And then the two German soldiers who are trying to surrender and saying, "Don't shoot me," they're Czech, and what they're actually saying is, "Don't shoot me, I'm not German, I'm Czech," throughout the entire time.
Yeah.
The Omaha Beach scene cost $11 million to shoot.
Wow.
And involved up to 1,000 extras, some of whom were members of the Irish Army Reserve. Of
those extras, the Irish!
Of those extras, 20 to 30 of them were amputees.
Oh, wow.
Issued with prosthetic limbs to play soldiers who had their limbs blown off.
Huh. Yeah, and I gotta say, like, I think that this is what a lot of people say. Like, this is probably the grittiest or most, like, real show in terms of mainstream war movies, because like Apocalypse Now, while it is pretty like real, it's more of like a psychological thing, and it's kind of this like journey through the river and all that, but this is like very like, just the war scenes are so like grim. The scene that sticks out in my mind is the one where, you know, Vin's on the ground dying, but like with the snipers and like there's like the family and you know, there's the guy who they're trying to get, like, the leg, and, I mean, the guy, like, holds his own arm, so it's like...
Yeah, he picks it up. Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
Because it's like, yeah, I mean, they'd be in shock. You literally wouldn't even be able to comprehend that your arm wasn't on your body. You just, like, pick it up. It's so crazy.
I think the beach scene is honestly one of the most, like, iconic scenes in film history, because, like, I knew about this movie, obviously, and I've heard about it, but that scene is, like, I always knew that scene.
Uh-huh.
I'd never seen the movie. Always knew.
I'd say it's the most iconic war scene in any movie. I can't think of anything more.
Yeah. And also, unlike Jack, most people would know this. The poster in Shawshank, never seen Shawshank before, knew the poster was going to be there.
Yeah. I'm kind of lucky with that one.
Yeah.
It's like not. It's almost like not knowing the Vader twist.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of avoided that.
All the principal actors, all the main cast, except for Matt Damon, had to go under, like, army training, and it was like really tough army training for like a month, and the reason Matt Damon was spared was that all the other actors would like resent him, and you could see that in the performances.
Yeah, because he's pretty, I was surprised how cocky he was, kind of. He was like all, he's very Good Will Hunting-y, like, you know, he had that just kind of smug thing about him, and I was surprised. I was a little surprised that they, not really, but kind of, that they killed off Tom Hanks.
Did you think, when you first watched it, did you think that old man was him?
Weird thing is, one of those things I really didn't think about it.
Hmm.
But yeah, I'd say I thought it was him if I could
think probably about. Would have if I didn't get that spoiled for me.
Oh, I did. I mean, because, like, everyone knows, they match cut to Tom Hanks. You're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, so Tom Hanks' character...
Oh, I had you up because I was really surprised that he died. Okay, yeah. I did think it was him.
So Tom Hanks' character tells the rest of the unit what he actually does.
Yeah.
That speech was originally much longer, but Tom Hanks felt that like his character wouldn't say much about himself.
Yeah.
He'd do the bare minimum. So he went to Steven Spielberg, and Steven Spielberg agreed, so they shortened it by a lot.
I also have to say, Steven Spielberg, speaking of him, like, he, even though I don't like absolutely adore any of his movies, I'd say. Like, adore them. He is probably my top five of the directors just because of how, like, versatile he is. The fact that he made this in Schindler's List, but also made, like, Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Is mind-blowing. Schindler's
List is amazing.
Yeah, like, the just how much he's able to do. And then he kind of did this revolutionary thing with...
E.T.?
I mean, that movie's awesome. What's that one? Ready Player One. Even though I don't think it's a great movie, it's pretty cool how, like, it has all these different things going on. Mm-hmm. And, like, the CGI world and all this stuff. So I have a lot of respect for him. And I always... Mm-hmm. When I watched Schindler's List, I was like, damn. I was like, who did this? I'm like, Steven Spielberg. Like, Jurassic Park, dude? Mm-hmm. What? It was so surprising to me.
Mm-hmm. Tom Sizemore, I think that's how you pronounce it, was battling drug addiction during the production. And Steven Spielberg gave him an ultimatum, like, either you quit drugs or you're, like, either who you keep doing it. I don't know who he was. I'll throw a picture up.
Okay.
And then he gave an ultimatum, either you're in this movie or, like, you're not if you keep doing drugs. And he had to be drug tested every single day.
Oh,
and he passed every single one of them.
That's good.
But he ended up relapsing way later on.
Oh, well, that's a depressing fact. Why the fuck would he give us that?
it's just an interesting fact about the movie.
I guess. I mean, but if you kind of, like, have to do it, I understand. Well, I guess when you're battling an addiction, that would kind of happen. I don't know.
Tom Hanks was the only one who was, like, when they did the training, was somewhat knew what he'd, like, knew what to be expecting because he did the Vietnam training Forrest Gump, actually. All the other guys, someone said that they thought they would be, like, pretty much camping and just kind of chilling, and it was not that.
It was real army.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn. Yeah. Interesting. Maybe that's why Hanks didn't want to run for Forrest Gump. He was, like, saving his energy.
Mm-hmm. And then Matt Damon actually ad-libbed the story at the end where he tells about his brother and the girl.
Impressive.
Mm-hmm. This is... No, I wouldn't say this is peak Matt Damon. When is peak Matt Damon?
This may be. I think Good Will Hunting is his best performance.
Yeah, but, like, he gets really well known then, but then, like, when does he have, like, a lot of hits coming? Like, this was obviously another hit.
I don't know. I don't know if he has really a peak. He really, Good Will Hunting boosts him into fame, and he's really a powerhouse name in cinema, in movies and blockbusters. Up until now, I mean, he still really is.
I don't think you can say, like, the film that makes you famous is, like, their peak, you know? Just start. That's their rise.
It's kind of difficult, but, like, you can say that. I mean, it's the same thing with certain artists. Like, the Beatles definitely peak later, but, like, I'd say there's some debate that Weezer's peak is their first album. So you can kind of say that with the actors. Yeah. I don't know. I just think that, like, the fact that, like, he made Downsizing, that dumbass movie, and his name alone sold it is... Because that wasn't his peak, but he was able to sell it. And, like, The Martian was sold on his name, kind of. So, I don't know if he had a peak.
Many veterans of D-Day congratulated director Steven Spielberg on how accurate he actually got the battle.
Huh. Yeah.
So, I guess he did. I did love the shaky cam.
Yeah.
I think it fit. Like,
I think it fit, yeah, because some movies go overboard. Jason Bourne.
Like, honestly, in the first... like, when they are on the beach, like, it was hard to follow. Like, much was going on.
But that's the point, yeah. You're like, that's all over the place they were. And I also like the structure of this, too. I think the best war movies are these ones where it's, like, almost a journey. Because there's, like, these steps you get to follow, in a sense. And, like, Apocalypse Now is, like, the kind of you fall as you go down. And the same with this is, like, okay, we have to get to Private Ryan. But, like, there's these, like, steps you go on. So it's really easy to kind of...
I think it's, like, such a crazy mission, but, like, it's no way this would have actually happened, right?
I mean...
And it could have,
but, possible. Like, there's stories about... I didn't know
go through this much.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't. But you hear stories about, like, a group of, like, a few guys that go and do this, like, incredible thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But no way they'd send, like, seven or eight, just go get whatever it was, yeah. Because it's Private Ryan. Is that even much of an...
No.
Everyone's important in a war, but, like,
yeah, this is World War II. So many people were in this world.
Yeah, they probably, in all honesty, didn't care.
Yeah, it's like no way they would know that this guy had four brothers who died.
But since the movie does display it so realistically, you aren't thinking, like, this would never happen because you're so in it. It's like, I mean, it feels real enough.
Yeah, and then each person's death was pretty cool as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was so interesting to me that they pretty much killed everyone in our group. So, like,
It kind of felt like a Tarantino movie towards the end of the movie.
A little less fun.
Yeah, a little less fun, but you know what I mean. Where he just kind of goes kind of crazy at the end.
I don't know. Maybe, but...
And then the sniper's death. The sniper was so cool, though, throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Some of those shots.
The coolest one was Vin, though. Of course. Had to be Vin. Mm-hmm. But he... Oh, yeah, I mean, I would... This may have been around Vin's peak. Mm-hmm. This, maybe this not in popularity, but he did Iron Giant right next to this.
This movie was pretty emotional, too.
Yeah, a little bit. I honestly did think this was a little slowly paced. It was mm-hmm. a little boring for me.
Yeah. I think the most emotional part, though, is the guy who talks about how he would just, like, pretend like he was asleep, even though he knew his mother wanted to talk. And then when he's dying, he's like, I want to see my mom.
Yeah.
That one hurt.
Yeah. When he was like, I want to see my mom.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That one hurt.
But, yeah, I just definitely was a very gritty version of the war.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't see that all the time.
Yeah. I think this might be one of the best war movies for sure.
Yeah, I'd say so. Because war movies aren't always incredible. Because also, not to group them all, but there's so many. And they're like, a lot of them blend together. But like, and this blends with other ones. But I think it was revolutionary in the way that it portrayed it. Because there was very few and far between up until this point that had portrayed it so grimly.
Mm-hmm. I also love that, like, saving they kind of hate Private Ryan, obviously, and that's for obvious reasons, but it's like, it's to the point where it's like, we've lost too many people, we need to, like, get this guy. Like, he becomes so important to them.
Yeah, he's like not even really a person at one point.
Yeah.
He's like this thing, this figure,
mm-hmm.
more than just a person. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Ratings and reviews?
Yeah. A.
I give it an A plus.
Yeah. A little, for me. Boring at some points. But, number.
I'd say 97.
I'll go with like a 94.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right. If you guys enjoyed, make sure you subscribe, like, comment, all that good stuff. Make sure you listen to the audio podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, stay here for an exclusive YouTube videos every week on Loki. And then also we have TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, all at World War Podcast. Go check those out, and goodbye.
Goodbye.